Thank you.
Be respectful. Whoa! Thank you!
Saving a lot of people. Moment of prayer. Okay, we're gonna go inside and share our show from today. So our buildings on 79th and 80th daily are showing their due respect. So now we're gonna rebroadcast our 3 o'clock show. You'll hear what it's all about. Actually, down here you can put comments if you care to. And welcome. And here we go. Good News Broadcast, Good News Planet. Thank you for tuning in. We're excited. We have a very interesting day. You know, I guess I just hit a nostalgia phase in my being by watching the Gary Marshall show that was just on ABC television and all the great shows that he was connected to and involved in. And I just thought that, you know, a lot of us are going through some difficult times in adjusting to being home all the time, not having the type of lifestyle that we've had on a daily basis most of our life, if not all of our life. And I would, and I miss high school. I still am like a high school in that period of time that I grew up in, fan. And happy times for me, and good vibes. So I'm showing today some nice segments that I've recorded. I recorded just a little bit of them off the television of the Gary Marshall special with Laverne and Shirley and Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. And then we've had, and we've shown for many years, Robin Williams. It's a very patriotic piece, I would say. But very interesting, that was produced by Norman Lear some years ago about Robin Williams being a flag himself, in due respect. And then we're going to show our high school movie that was created by a great, talented, wonderful group of Henry Steiner and Peter Smallman, mainly behind that, and Robert Sewer and Tom Frank as Ratman and Bobbin, okay? And we had a lot of our wonderful people who went to school with us, and our principals and our all kinds of guidance counselors. So we're going to show that film just as it is a, it's a memory, like memory lane kind of a thing. Oh, Joe Franklin, which we loved dearly, one of our board members. So let's get right to it, because we got a lot of show today to show, and I want to make sure we get right to it. So I'm going to flip this camera around, and we're going to first start off with, in due respect of the fact of that we're still in this scenario. So prayers for you, comfort on difficult days. I guess maybe this is part of what it is all about. Smiles when sadness intrudes, laughter to kiss your lips, sunsets to warm your heart, hugs when spirits sag, rainbows to follow the clouds, friendships to brighten your being, beauty for your eyes to see, confidence for when you doubt, faith so you can believe, courage to know yourself, patience to accept the truth, and love to complete your life. Okay. So that's in due respect of the times that we're living. Let's go to this one. Boom. Great movie. Here's another, just a fun thing. Fun times.
Sorry for the low quality audio.
Okay, that was a cool piece. This Robin Williams is a classic. We all know that, right? And this is his feeling of being an American. Hello, Willow. I Love Liberty, created by Norman Lear. People for the American Right.
I know what they're singing about. Yeah, I'm the star of the Star Forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Yeah, you probably don't recognize me. Say, who is that, Evel Knievel? No way. Yeah, you see, you can't recognize me because...
I'm in my birthday suit, yes!
I'm wearing the original 13 here. Yeah, I remember Miss Betsy sitting there going,
well, this could be the start of something big. Whoa.
Oh, Tom, give me a pain.
Yes. I was born June 14th, 1777. That makes me a Gemini. Socialist, anything libertarian, I'll be there. You know, I'm 204 years old. People say, Flag, how do you stay so young? Is it jogging? No. Is it tennis? No. It's waving.
Produced by Norman Lear, All in the Family, some good times. Okay, Norman, actually we interviewed Norman Lear, and I suggest to, well, we should have, could have, we will some other time go show that. But Norman, actually was the reason I went into television, All in the Family. So, and I got to work on it. So, and Robin Williams, boy, what a great tribute of humanity. All right, so now what we're going to do is going to show a movie that I was in high school. And basically, I'm showing it because I miss high school. I miss that whole way of life. And I thought today I would just share
some of my
background. This is little old Tarrytown, of which I was born up in Westchester County. And we made a movie. And we had some wonderful producer-type people, Peter Smallman, Henry Steiner, and a cast with Ratman and Bobbin, and our whole school got involved, our rock and roll band. And, well, that was nice. And I miss it, and I'm showing it, and we'll go for it.
Henry's the one that helped change the name to North Tarrytown to Sleepy Hollow. The editor.
1967, the great metropolis of Tarrytown, an area recently ravaged by vice and crime. Peeved by bells previously unknown to Tarrytown, the people are at a loss of what to do. The crime rate is staggering. Two men.
All the bars.
This degeneration of the generation. Two men are not sitting idly by while the youth goes to pot. Two men are unafraid to tackle the tremendous task of cleaning up the city. One, wealthy millionaire Todd Wayne, head of the Wayne Estate, Wayne Manor, the Wayne Fund, and Wayne Newton, and his faithful companion, Robert Grayson. They are better known as the dynamic duo, the gruesome twosome, Ratman and Bobbin, the boy blunder. Running along in the Ratmobile, the night phone rings. It's the commissioner. Commissioner Gordon tells Ratman and Bobbin of the degeneration in his own building, and he asks the duo to investigate. They spring into action.
Push button car. Hey, boy.
this wet turn.
It's called Kingsland Point on the River Hudson.
It's 1966.
Special effects, huh? That was me. I was on the ground in that car. Crazy.
Thinking better of their venture, they bowed down the steps and looked for the Ratmobile. They will pull into their famous Rat Cave, where they will use their famous Rat Computer.
Having a good time out there?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a few of these things you had to be there. Just a few. You said similar things in your own school. Oh, look at that big guy. There you go. Hey, Bruce Jenner he was in junior high school with us. He was a pole vaulter. Horseman, that was our name. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Everybody, thank you for indulging me in performing this wonderful old movie that we should like to show at our high school reunions. Okay, so we had some good news this week. We were in the New York Post and got a couple of awards for our programming and our business. So I thank you all for sharing your good news with us. We continue to have, tomorrow we're going to have someone talking about taxes and about different products that are good to have at home at a moment like this, as well as maybe show something about Jay Leno and his show. You know, it's just a lot of good things here. And then we show some serious COVID kind of related stuff. So Claire is a yogi and my yoga instructor and Deepak Chopra's. And she's been teaching everybody a little bit how to move their body.
Your knee is wider apart, so we're out of tabletop now. This is a turning motion. Inhale, right arm up. Exhale, right arm down. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, down. Inhale, up. Exhale, down. Close your eyes and just keep with the same movement and feel how this is a completely different direction for the spine. One more time, each side. And then back to tabletop, balancing it, inhaling dog, exhaling cat, inhaling dog, exhale cat, inhale dog. That child's pose, exhaling, breathe in and out. Make any little step adjustment to be more comfortable here. Whether your knees have to be further apart, buttocks lifted up at the heels slightly, or maybe it's better to just be on the back with your knees to chest. And enjoy the inversions and receive the benefits of all the poses we've done so far. Thank you. now we're going to do it.
Okay. So thank you, Claire. All right, we're just going to go outside and take a moment to show some prayer for a moment of silence, I guess you could say, for those that are having difficulties at this time we lost and so on. Okay, so it's 7 o'clock tonight. We have been going live in the backyard here and other places, and then we'll rebroadcast our show that we just did today. And people clap, and it's sort of our heroes' appreciation. And the neighborhood has really come out to show their care and love for those that are their first responders, life on the line here for everybody. So, this was a little more high school. I guess I'm getting my high school fix out. I don't know if I can relate to everybody, but I know you are loved. And I'm going to, for the fun of it, I'm going to play the song that I always played when I was in high school on the saxophone. So indulge me, and I thank you all for sharing your good news. That recognition that we just got from the New York Post and some other awards is because of you, because you are good news. All right. So this is the song I used to play. So that was my main song that I played. I'm trying to get my nostalgia fixed. This was our band. It was in the movie. Listen, everyone, thank you very much. I appreciate it. This is that time to trust. So if anybody needs an officiator for any kind of a ceremony, I'm an interfaith, all faith minister, 212-647-1212. Give me a call. This is Mother Earth from the moon. We're all one people, and that's a good thing. And each one of these have a little virtue, kindness. That's nice as well. So this one has truthfulness. Okay. All right, everyone, thank you very much all around the world. May peace be with you and love and sweetness and health, most of all, health, because you are loved. All right, bye-bye. See you tomorrow, hopefully later at 7. Okay, you are loved. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And enjoy the day tomorrow. It's going to be a nice warm one.